Yeah, it's a Football Friday WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. It's Friday. Another day closer to Victory Sunday.
Don't sound so confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Victory for who?
Yankee baseball. Holla at your boy.
How about those Dodgers?
That's all you care about.
My
right
Dodgers,
now.
Baby.
Eliminating the mess. to dull the pain. To dull your own pain.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. It feels kind of good seeing the Mets get walloped.
Yeah, I can
kind of
get with that. Yeah, I can get with that a little bit.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So, a big show as always on Fridays. Nick Kostos will join us about 2:42 to give you your bets for the weekend. Elliott Shore Parks at 3. Perhaps Tornado Shapiro, whether we want him or not, at 3:30. Jaws at 4. And then a surprise Friday guest for us, just Dr. J at 5:30.
Dr. J,
you got us?
Yeah.
I got you. How's it going?
We have to play him that. I insist we play him that. But we got a big game on Sunday, Ike. Very, very big game and for the Eagles. And this would normally be a big game in that it's a division game. It's on the road. But the stakes for this particular Eagles-Giants game feel bigger to me. This is a gut check game for the Philadelphia Eagles, the way that I see it. You know, the conversation this week and really all year long has been around this team not really reaching the level of play that we thought that they would reach. And this week it got to a fever pitch specifically because of the coach and because of Nick Sirianni. And all we heard all week is how much the players love and back Nick Sirianni. We love Coach Sirianni. We back Nick Sirianni. We love Coach. This is who he is. This is who we want him to be. We love him. So to me, this game is a reflection on whether that is not true, because I believe they like him and I believe they love him, but I don't know if they actually will play for him the way that they're capable of playing. And that's why I think Sunday is a gut check for them. Will you put it together? Will you come up with a win on the road, a division game, a game that seems more tough than we thought it would? Do you really respect the guy? Is this team really together, or do you just like him? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a gut check. And I've been thinking about it all night and all morning. What do I really believe is going to happen? And if I had a bet, I don't think they pass the gut check on Sunday. Mm. I don't feel like this team is together and committed in a way that has you walk away from that game and saying, yes, this team is turning it around. We believe what they said. So if Sunday is a gut check, which I believe it is, I don't think they pass that test.
Yeah. Listen, you've been the leader of the worried Warriors around here this week.
I have.
Yeah, you have. And quite frankly, the more worried and concerned you've been and those like you have been, I've actually felt more confident about Sunday. And something you stated in your opening monologue there, that it finally dawned on me that when you say, like, the players, forget about how they feel about Nick Sirianni, right?
Okay.
That's the way I look at this right now.
Sure.
How about believing in yourselves and playing to a standard that you all set for yourself? Forget about Coach Sirianni, playing for Coach, and all that nonsense. How about you guys playing to the standard that you've set for yourself? You know what I mean? There are a lot of great players on this team, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. We know they're young on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive side of the ball, starting at the quarterback position, playing up to the standards you've set for yourselves, I think that's enough. That's enough. All right, you've had your 5 weeks of trying to figure things out and trying to smooth out the rough edges. And I know AJ hadn't played but one game before Sunday. I get all of that stuff. I get all of that. Just go win a game Sunday. Go win the football game Sunday. Stack a win. You haven't had consecutive wins since last year sometime. So put together back-to-back weeks of playing good football against an inferior opponent. Right? Like, it's not a lot of magic to this. To me, Sunday should be more about going out and taking care of business. And I don't know what that's going to look like at the end of the day. I hope it's a convincing win. I hope they operate like a well-oiled machine. But I can't sit here and tell you that that's what I believe is going to happen. I will tell you, I believe they're going to win Sunday. I just do. I wholeheartedly believe they're going to win Sunday. God bless the Giants. The little hard should try hard. I get all of that. But you're not the better team. The Eagles are the better team.
Certainly and a more talented team.
As long as they don't play down to the level of the Giants by turning the ball over and just playing undisciplined football, a bunch of penalties, they're going to beat the Giants Sunday. They're going to beat the Giants, and we're going to be 4-2. And then where do we move on from there? Because even with them being 4-2, I don't know what that means ultimately. My confidence has been shaken. It has. I had this team in the NFC Championship game against the Lions. I'm looking to try to make the playoffs now. That's where I'm at now. Until they show me otherwise.
Sure, sure.
And this is what they've shown me. This is what they've shown me.
So, and the one thing you said there about what the win looks like, if it's a win, mm-hmm. I think everybody is at the place. We'll see on Monday afterwards. I think everybody's sort of at the place where on Sunday we wanted to see a convincing win against the Browns.
Coming out the bye week.
I think this Sunday, just a win.
Yeah, I'll take a W, man.
Yeah. We're not 10-point favorites anymore. We're 3-point favorites, you know, against a team that's 2-4, I think the Giants are. So 2-5, 5-9.
Frisky 2-4.
Definitely frisky.
Frisky 2-4.
Well, they've definitely been frisky. I mean, they definitely have had parts of their game that are good. You know, they do have a game-changing offensive player, which they haven't, you know, had in
not
a while.
Not since Saquon.
With Saquon at his best,
yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They have two game-changing defensive players who will be playing on Sunday. So they're not nothing, the Giants.
Yeah.
So the question being, do you trust the Eagles to pass this gut check game on Sunday? Do you trust them? 215-592-9494. You do.
I do.
I do not.
I do. I trust them. I trust them. They'll go out there and take care of business.
Jack, do you trust the Eagles?
No, but I think in no universe should you trust the Eagles. Like, but if this team has any stones and they have any gumption, they care about the season, they'll go out and win on Sunday. Like, I still have a gut feeling that they're going to go on a run here. I know that I'm the one that...
Are you shaking now?
No, I still think they're going to run, but there's no reason to trust them. There's two different things here. I think they still got something, but there's no trust with the Eagles. I think they've lost that right after squeaking by the damn Browns. But I don't know, man. I just refuse to believe they're as bad as they are. I really do. I really do on offense. I mean, they could be.
Now, don't bite my head off.
Okay.
Don't bite my head off.
I would never. No. Only Howard.
What are you going to say?
They aren't that bad.
This is where we're at.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
See, this is what I feel like I have to do because we pile on so much. They're 3-2, right?
Yes.
The two opponents they've lost to are 4-2,
mm-hmm.
right? They got a good win against the Packers.
Yeah.
On the road, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, technically a home game.
A good win against the Saints.
Well, I mean,
that's a good win against
good
the Saints.
The
they were at full
they
strength.
Hung 30, whatever.
No, all I'm saying, it's a good win on the road. I didn't say it was a pretty win.
Right.
I just said it was a good win on the road against the Saints. That's all I'm saying. Last week was one of those get me through the game, and it's a win. It wasn't an impressive win. I've stated that all week. It wasn't an impressive win. All I'm saying is they are a 3-2 team that has a lot of room to improve. It's one thing to look at them and say, this is the best they can be. They've maxed out. Now, if that's what the reality is, we're in trouble. But we know that would be more or less of them falling short of their potential versus maximizing their potential.
From a talent standpoint,
yes, that's
absolutely
what I'm saying.
100%.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
And you
they
said,
have room to get better.
And you said, I actually feel a little more optimistic on one thing than you do. You said, look, if they win on Sunday, I still don't know what I think of them.
Sure.
I think a win on Sunday for me shows a lot more. More than anything, it shows a commitment to hitting that ceiling that you're talking about. I don't know that they will become. I don't think they are an NFC Championship team. I just don't think they are.
Not today.
No, not today, or probably not tomorrow. But
not today.
But I would feel more. I don't even think they're a playoff team right now, to be quite honest with you. So I would. I would feel, I just think it means a lot from the team. And I know you'll say this is the horse crap or whatever, but from a togetherness standpoint, from
a building unity
standpoint.
I can buy that.
I feel like
us against the world.
Yeah, well, they buy their coach a little bit of breathing room,
yeah,
and he needs it right now. You know, like part of this whole thing is doing things for yourself, but also doing it for each other.
Yeah.
And they truly are committed the way that they say they're committed to him. This is a game you got to win.
So here's my thing on that, and here's why I put it on the players. Because eventually we're going to stop talking about Nick.
Yes, of course.
He's not playing in the game, right? So he's not throwing interceptions. He's not turning the ball over. He's not dropping passes. He's not missing tackles. Like, eventually we're talking about these guys on the field and their performance.
Yeah, and I think I agree. It's on them to execute the way that they are capable of executing at this point. And I think what it will show is that they're capable.
Yeah.
More than anything else, it'll show they're capable. So,
and by the way, like, people forget.
Yeah.
Oh, Saquon drop away from being 4-1.
Oh,
I didn't even bring that into the equation.
Just giving you that.
But it's there,
one. Yeah, it's right
is
there.
Is it there? It's there.
It's sneaking in there.
It's there. We are a drop away from being 4-1.
People forget that. We're right on way with my 16-1 prediction.
Well, we're also a
I'm just saying it. We're not as bad as I forgot about that. Thank you, Jack.
We're a Packers dropped interception away from being 2-3.
Multiple dropped interceptions away.
Yeah. So
we're a Saints figuring it out a little bit for
now
me.
Now we're evening it out. Well, yeah,
we're three and two.
Okay,
you are
right.
What your record says you are.
Well, we used that one last year. Also a bunch of hogwash.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles in their gut check game on Sunday? We do have a next question today, as we have another pair of tickets. Go see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour, April 2nd at the Wells Fargo Center. I believe tickets went on sale today at Ticketmaster.com. Today in 1968, Ike, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were arrested for drug possession.
Who could forget it?
Yeah, so
Bonnie and Clyde.
This is a little Bonnie and Clyde-like. So we're going to do... Give us a famous couple. Give us a when you think of a legendary couple, give us a couple. 215-592-9494. That'll be next question, and it'll be after your sports point. It is also my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, but happy anniversary.
Thank you.
There it is.
Now maybe later on, my wife.
You and Val?
Yes. Now Val will be here later.
No.
Maybe later on we can get the story of Ike picking her up off the ground at our wedding. Which I tried to hide in
well, of course
to defend Val.
Yes, I did. You constantly remind us
constantly.
Of it.
Yes. We have a photo in our home autographed by Ike of Ike picking my wife up off the ground at our wedding.
That's awesome.
And once again, another thing that Jack wasn't invited to.
I didn't even know you.
Well,
what grade were you in? Ninth?
When you got married 10 years ago, I was...
Yeah, you were 20. You were failing at Bloomsburg.
Oh, I was
yeah. Yeah, you were drinking Natty Light.
I was coming off my 1.7 GPA freshman year.
All right. Do you trust the Eagles? It's gut check time on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, you 100% right. Like usual, you know, you getting them in check. We can't say we one drop away, but I've been hearing all season how Likely had that toe out. All the Ravens got one. If he
right.
get that toe,
yeah.
Nope. We either won it or we are record where we are or we one drop away. We ain't going. We can't have it both ways. But man, on Sunday, listen. Eagle fans, this the cry to the team. Listen, the quarterback, right? The coach, y'all been getting dragged through the mud. We done had Clown Dan Orlovsky tell y'all the least prepared team in the league. We got the Browns in the league. We got the Carolina Panthers in the league. They say y'all the least prepared team out there. So Nick Sirianni, Howie Rosen, they talking about y'all. Big Ben Gill, they talking about you. So if you want to stand up for your team, for the eagle on the front of your jersey, for your name on the back, I don't care if you play for the name on the back. You better show up 10 toes down and show these New Jersey Giants what it's like to play Philadelphia Eagle football. Jalen Hurts, I need you, baby. It's game time. I need you to turn back the clock 2022. We need to come together, baby.
Yeah.
AJ Brown back, Devontae Smith back. Saquon Barkley, they ain't want you, baby. They said you wasn't good enough. They said this quarterback, Daniel Jones, we'd rather have him over you. You always hurt all that stuff. We don't want you, baby. They said that about you, right? They said, hey, Paris Campbell, they didn't want to. You can't touch. We'd rather have Hyatt. We'd rather have Darius Slayton out there. You can't catch, baby.
We got a Paris Campbell anytime touchdown Sunday.
Well, hey, do not bet it, Ike.
I need my Eagles to show up, and we just going to keep stacking these victories. Also, real quick.
Yeah.
Change topic. We got to figure out what our guests, because I re-listened to the show yesterday, and Mike Lombardi said our secondary was garbage, but what's her name said our secondary good. So I'm confused. Like, these analysts, we come on our show.
They can all have their own opinion. They can all have their own opinion.
Oh, man, okay, I'm confused. All I know is Mike Lombardi, you looking kind of suspect because you told us Bryce Huff was better than Hassan Reddick.
He did.
I forgot you said that.
But, Corey, I'm keeping that in my back pocket when he starts talking about basketball.
Yep.
I'm keeping that in my back pocket.
Let me give you my real quick. Also,
yeah.
Basketball tip. I'm going all around. Everybody who hates Joel Embiid, that Kawhi Leonard, that's who y'all think Joel Embiid is. Not Joel Embiid. Kawhi Leonard is who y'all think Joel Embiid is. Not Joel Embiid. And then for my famous couple,
yeah,
Philadelphia, I'm going to go Jada and Will.
Oh, there you go.
Well, they're famous. That's Jada a good one. Big one.
Yeah.
They are famous.
Entanglement.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, she's, you know, look, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
I just know that publicly, he's been through a lot.
Yes, he has.
He's been through a lot.
Yes, he has.
So.
Yes, well, listen.
Yeah.
As men, you know, it happens. Believe me, I just shut it up. I shut up before I put my foot in my mouth
right
there.
Okay.
Here's your go-to couple.
Oh, yeah, we didn't go through ours.
Who would I go to as my go-to couple? I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough one.
Well, the first one that popped in my head was Bobby and Whitney.
Right.
Well, you can go with that one. They're certainly famous.
Yes, that's my. That's
your other one. I could Tina Turner.
No, that's my least favorite.
Chris Brown
couple.
And Rihanna?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right.
John and Yoko were the worst, by the way. I mean, not
I'm just going off of those two.
Well, yeah.
Not
yeah.
that I ever was alive during that time, but. You
Why
know,
were they the worst?
Well, because she broke up the Beatles.
Well, he broke up the Beatles.
Sure, but listen.
Yeah. Don't let him take responsibility for it. They had a good run.
I'm going Bobby and Whitney, man.
Jack, who's your go-to couple?
Man, who could forget?
Yeah.
I think they lasted 17 days. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries?
How about that?
Chris Humphries, former Sixer.
Yeah.
Was he a Hinkie special?
He was. Well, he wasn't a Hinkie special. I think we acquired him in a trade. I can't remember. We did have Chris Humphries.
Did he ever put on
though.
A uniform?
He did. He did. He did wear a Sixers uniform.
I did not even
point.
Remember this.
And for mine, I'm just going to stay on brand and double down with my answer yesterday and say Elvis and Priscilla Presley.
Oh, my
Presley.
God.
You endorse Elvis.
They had a long marriage.
They did.
Well,
they
as long did. As Elvis was alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know she also dated Michael Jackson.
No, that's the daughter.
Never mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa, that's Lisa Marie.
Yes.
Starting the show off early.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's not me today. I'm glad you started off wrong today.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles in their gut check game on Sunday? Dan in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What up, Dan?
Just a quick question. I guess more from like a timeline perspective, and you know, Jack and you guys were talking about like you know what you need to see on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, like, at what point are we all just going to finally accept that our limitations are because we have a quarterback that just isn't that good, and he's especially not good enough when he's now making the salary that prohibits us from putting a team around him like we did in 2022?
Correct.
I just want to understand, like, is it one more coordinator? Is it a couple more losses? Like, can we put it out there? I think we'll all just feel better if we can just say it, you know? Just say it.
It is very freeing, isn't it, Dan?
It's
very freeing.
Very freeing. It's not freeing.
I mean, I know And I know we have to treasure him, right? We have to treasure him for what he does well. But like, can we just let it go? You know.
Listen, Dan, I hear you, man. I hear you. And
what does he do well again, Dan? I just want to, can we follow? What does he do well?
He's got intangibles, Jack. Right.
Oh man,
winner. He's a winner. They're only 4-10 in their last 14 games.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Listen, I'll tell you this. I think the confidence level, if you put truth serum in a lot of us, it will tell you it's not as high as it once was. So I'm trying to word it and phrase it in a way that I still have belief in him, but I'm also concerned and I have questions. I am. Listen, the more you see and the more things sort of stay the same versus what we saw in 2022, the more concerned you get with, has he already peaked? Is this the best he's going to be? You know, those types of things. And the Eagles have done everything they can to put talent around him. Like, so it's not about the weapons that he has. And that's why he has to play better. He has to play better, Dan. Like, we don't have any choice right now. Believe me, once if it gets to that point where everybody is pretty much out on him, it will be at the end. I mean, that's what it was with Carson. That's what it was with Carson for a lot of people.
And Dan, just so you're aware, like, there are people, a couple specifically on this show, that agree with you and have been saying it. But I think that the thing is that it gets exhausting to say it every single week because he's here. He's not going anywhere this year.
Right.
So I think what we're trying to do, at least in the people who agree with you, is just trying to navigate through the season and see if he can take steps forward. I don't know if he can get any better. I have no idea. I know at this point right now, I agree with you that largely the offensive struggles are due to his limitations.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say is, I mean, again, if we can just, I mean, maybe we put in Kenny Pickett. If we declare it open competition, he'll be on the first flight out of town just like he was out of Tuscaloosa. But that's just me.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get to that point this year, but who knows in the future.
Hey, Dan, give us a famous couple for the Disturbed tickets.
It's not going to win, but Adam and Eve.
Well, I mean, that's a big answer.
I would have never thought of that either.
That's a big answer.
It is a big answer.
It might be the biggest answer.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, on the Mount Rushmore?
What's
yes.
that?
The Mount I would Rushmore? Imagine yes. it is on the Mount Rushmore of couples.
What about Mary and Joseph?
All right, we're going to stop there.
Okay.
We're going to stop there.
You can put them there too, yes. Yeah. I think they count, yes. Which was first? Well, it had to be Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah, Adam and Eve are the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. I'm going to
215
gently.
Mary and Joseph, that's Jesus' parents, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just got everything in the right order.
Yep.
All right, coming up next. So that one of the things we've been talking about for the ad nauseum
is Mary and Joseph
is why the Eagles offense looks similar to previous years. And whether it is Kellen Moore, whether it's Nick Sirianni, whether it's Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni did give an answer that may lend some credence to one of those theories. And
I make taco soup sometimes for my family.
It's not that one, but it's a different answer, and we will give that to you next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, the NFL season continues, and there's no better place to get in on the action than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, you'll get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. We got the Giants and the Eagles Sunday at MetLife. I got a same game parlay for you. Got to go with an anytime touchdown for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. Let's go over in rushing yards as well for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. And let's go over in passing yards for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Ah. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Look, if we're not going to play Boom, this one's good. Makes sense. Yeah. In just a moment, we will play for you the audio of Nick Sirianni saying why they designed the offense the way they do. It's a gut check game on Sunday for the Eagles. Do you trust them? 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Please tell me you weren't playing my emotions yesterday. You're going to do the analytics summit. That would be gold.
You mean Howard in L.A. and Lombardi all in one place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please make it happen.
So Jack and I were talking earlier about a potential eye test versus analytics summit, and I think that it's definitely not a football season show, but I think eventually that is a show that we have to do. Absolutely.
That's got to happen. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the world will melt down somewhere. So somewhere Sam Hinkie will just spontaneously combust if L.A., Lombardi, and Howard are all in the same room together.
Pocket protectors will melt.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you trust the Eagles on Sunday or no?
If I don't see a spiteful offense like Detroit did to Dallas, Saquon running, Saquon catching, Saquon passing, like I want to see a good game plan that makes sense, and then I'll trust them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very difficult to know how good their game plans have been because of that early. And Jordan pointed this out. Jordan Mailata pointed this out earlier in the week. He was right. They just, they've missed so many plays early in games. The the AJ and Jalen miscommunication last week. The week before, I think it was where Jalen missed the Saquon wide open sort of play. Like there have been so many plays. The Cam Jurgens snapping the ball over Jalen's head. I think it's very difficult to get the game plan to work if you can't execute early. And then all of a sudden you're down by a score or two and you're behind the eight ball and your game plan has to go right out the window.
Yeah. And the defense is getting killed because they're out there the whole time.
Well, that shouldn't be the case Sunday.
I hope not.
I mean, now he scored 7 points against the Bengals defense. The Bengals defense is atrocious.
Yeah, but it was without neighbors.
I know, but come on.
It's a big difference. Wait a minute.
He's right, though. The Bengals' defense is terrible.
Yeah, I'm just saying we didn't have AJ for 2 weeks and or 3 weeks, and we acted like there was no possible way we could score points. And we also have Devontae Smith, and we also have Saquon Barkley. We also have an offensive line that's pretty dominant. And but the Giants are missing their best offensive lineman for the rest of the year too. So that should be big. So if you had to lay your trust on the line, you're saying I trust them on Sunday or I don't. Where would you put it?
Yeah, not so much because I don't think everybody's having got the best offensive line and we don't run the ball. Like, it just baffles me, their approach.
But they do run the ball. Saquon ran the ball 18 times last week. You know, I don't know.
They didn't run the ball after they got 5 yards.
Yes.
On that first down.
On that first down, yeah. Gary, give us a famous couple.
About Jack and Jill, they went up the hill.
Ah,
yeah.
That's
another
a
big famous answer. Couple. And you got that. You got fraud Jack and Jill in the producer's
John
studio.
And Jill.
Yeah, John and Jill doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Question: do you think the Eagles are going to win this weekend? Yes or no, Ike? Where do you think the vote is at?
Yes. But not heavy. I'll say 58%.
69%.
Oh,
that is more than I expected, to be quite honest.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Well, but still low. I mean, usually when we put it out, it's
like
85.
80. Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time it's been 85?
Majority of the season.
That the Eagles are going to win?
I think the Browns
won. I don't
know
if we did it last week, but, you know.
I don't know. I don't think it was 85 last week. It damn sure wasn't 85 in Tampa or in New Orleans.
Yeah, it was definitely it for Atlanta. Atlanta, yes. Green Bay, no. And Cleveland, right. Probably, yes. Yeah. Atlanta, everybody was very confident against
Atlanta.
Well,
coming off the Packers,
off the Packers win. Yeah. So, this Nick Sirianni sound, is this from today or yesterday, Jack? From today. So, somebody asked Nick Sirianni, is the question in here?
Oh, come on, man. It's E.
Oh, it's Elliot.
Yeah.
Let it roll. Well, I mean, you know, there it is. I mean, somebody asked him, you know, Elliot asked him, it doesn't look like the Kellen Moore offense. Why is that? And and Coach Sirianni said, we are designing the offense around the personnel we have. And I think it is fair to say that you know, you're talking about across the middle of the field. A.J. Brown is good running across the middle of the field. He certainly is.
Yeah, I think everybody knows.
He's talking about Jalen.
But here's the thing I would say to that. Now that whether they intentionally did it there or not, sort of let it be known that's what the offense is. This is more about Jalen. Right? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we've been talking about you put Jalen in a situation that he's best suited in and what fits him best. He clearly has input on what they run because, like every quarterback, when they go to install stuff in the game plan, they're asking him, okay, give me the X amount of plays that you like the best, that you like the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to make sure we put these in the game plan. Because these are plays you like, you feel comfortable with, you know where to go, you know the checks off of them and everything else. So if the offense looks the same as it has been for the last 3 years, it wasn't Brian Johnson's fault. It wasn't Nick interfering with the offense last year. The offense looked the same because this is what he's used to running. This is what he feels comfortable with running. He's throwing the ball where he is comfortable throwing the ball, which is outside and down the field.
College quarterback running a college offense.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Like that's what it is. Now, to me, the next thing becomes, can you win this way? And I say they've shown us that they've won this way. Can you win the Super Bowl? That's yet to be determined. But you got enough talent offensively that you can make any X's and O's go. Getting the ball to the playmakers.
If they can make the simple adjustment of, I know I keep saying it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
If Jalen can be under center more and they can be more of an honest running team and not a RPO type, a shotgun mm-hmm. running team,
mm-hmm.
I think they can certainly resemble more the team that got to the Super Bowl. They're doing it, they'll do it in a different way, that sort of dominant running offense. I don't think they can do it the way that they did it before, but I do think, you know, that more than any other game, they had two tight ends. It's not like Grant Calcaterra is a fantastic blocker or anything, but they did have Goddard and Calcaterra out there at the same time last week, mm-hmm. which is something that you're going to do if you're going to be more of a running team. You're going to play two tight ends. And if they can, you know, we saw a video of Jalen being under center more in practice. If they can do a little more of that, I think they can certainly be a better offensive team than they've been. Good enough. Maybe not what we envisioned, but good enough.
Ultimately, they can give you some different things from a formation standpoint and running the offense. Ultimately, the thing that has plagued this offense and the thing that has plagued him is that he holds on to the ball too long and the turnovers. Right? So he can still hold on to the ball too long from under center and all the other things. So ultimately, he's going to have to clean that stuff up. And then he may be – because I don't know if you can just change a guy in the middle of the season to he's going to be running the Detroit Lions offense because that's what Jared Goff is used to running.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. He hasn't done that in 3 years.
Yes, for sure. Well, and I also – whatever
– they might can tweak some things.
Yes.
They can tweak some things. Yeah. You certainly can.
Whether he can all of a sudden be better at the things that he hasn't been good at, that's also an enormous question. And it's not one, by the way, it's not an answer that any of us have. as to what he is actually truly capable of and what his ceiling is. We know how he's playing right now. We know how he played the last 2 years, but we don't know how good he can be.
But here's the thing. I need him to operate the offense. I've seen plenty of mediocre quarterbacks because they got a ton of talent. Sam Darnold is the same quarterback with a ton of talent around him that he's running the offense. Now, we'll see how he gets as you go further and further through the season. I'm just saying, ultimately, Jalen has to play clean football. He is who he is. His arm isn't going to get any stronger. He isn't going to get any faster. But he can clean up the mistakes that he makes playing the quarterback position.
That'll
process
certainly put
the information
in a better position.
Faster.
Yes.
Get the ball out your hands quicker. Get the ball to your playmakers. You got prime playmakers. Get the ball to them. The longer you hold the ball, the more it's on you to be special. Get the ball out of your hands and let those special athletes do what they do.
Absolutely.
You got,
well said.
Yeah, you got a $30 million wide receiver, a $20 million wide receiver, and a $20 million running back.
And by the way, the highest paid offensive line in football.
Yeah, like I don't need him to be Superman.
We got to send Ike in there.
Yeah, I don't need him to be Superman.
So, you know, Ike is good at good at a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
One thing, he's good at speaking passionately and succinctly and accurately about the Philadelphia Eagles. The other thing he's really good at is betting.
Ah.
And that is why we bring on Nick Kostos, just so he can learn from you, Ike. Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, also host of You Better You Bet. You should know all of our insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can listen to You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Kostos, how are we feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, if I knew that Ike was this good at sport, hey, Ike, where were you last week when I was saying how much I like the Mets to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice if you could have intervened in that one, buddy. Save me a bunch of money. Otherwise, great to be on with you here.
Yeah, and you didn't have any faith in the Yankees. The Yankees were looking great, and then I just want to get your temperature check after blowing the game last night. I think.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I'm super happy.
Yeah, well, you as a Yankees fan, I have to imagine, because I lived around Yankees fans for a while, and as soon as Clay Holmes came in last night, my intuition was, oh, Clay Holmes is going to blow the game. I wonder if you felt the same way.
What kind of question is that? I mean, yeah. You don't have to be a Yankee fan to know that. Have you watched baseball this season? Yeah, of course Clay Holmes was going to blow it. So Holmes blowing it, not a surprise. I was surprised that Luke Weaver blew it. And I'm not saying this because the Yankees beat the Phillies, although it was great that that happened. Since the 2009 World Series, the Yankees, and no one wants to hear this, I get it, because I've seen my team win five World Series in my lifetime. We have been getting kicked in the junk for 15 years. So the expectation, I'm not asking, I understand. I get it. No, I would feel the same way. I totally get it. No one wants to hear a Yankee fan complain. I understand. Also,
we're in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, but we don't win, and we lose in excruciating fashion like last night. And I'm not confident this is going to go well tonight against that scrub Gavin Williams. Probably going to throw the 7 shutout innings.
Because you got an Eagles fan coach. He's ruining you from the inside.
I'm not feeling confident heading into this game tonight. I will hope for the best with my New York Yankees. I will expect the worst.
All right. So you are a Giants fan as well, which is why I think your position on this game is especially interesting. Eagles are, I've seen it as 3-point favorites. It looked like it was back at 3.5 earlier today. What do you like in the Eagles game?
Well, I bet the Giants a couple days ago, +3.5. The number's 3 right now. I have a feeling this is where we're going to hang out. Giants got good injury news today. Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, maybe the best defensive player in the league, seriously, both practiced today. Neither had practiced Wednesday or Thursday. So yes, like Andrew Thomas is not going to play. That sucks for the Giants. Also, Jordan, my doctor said Mailata will not be playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a loss for them. Malik Nabers will be back for Big Blue. When I handicap this game, guys, I don't even want to make it past the coaches, where I've been calling Nick Sirianni all week the NFL's version of Britney Spears, shaving his head basically during the bye week like a crazy person, showing up with his kids in the post-game press conference like, bring your child to work day. Is this guy, like, stable? Like, I worry about Sirianni when moving forward this season with the Eagles, and I'm not a huge Brian Daboll fan, especially now that he's on Ozempic. I liked him a little bit more when he was a little more relatable. When he was fatter, I liked him more. But there's no question, right? And maybe the Eagles win the game by 20. My team has the better head coach in the game. I don't even know what the argument is against that here. And I'm getting 3 or 3.5 at home. Give me Big Blue. Give me the Giants, baby, against the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. We want also your three. Now, because we care about the people that listen to this show. We want to make them money. We need your three best bets of the week.
Okay, three best bets of the week. Let's go with current numbers right now. This is like the sports equivalent of Brokeback Mountain for me. I can't quit the New York Jets.
Okay.
I just can't do it.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
It's a family rated joke. Okay. Yeah. It's a famous line.
Yeah,
I can't quit you. I can't quit the Jets. I bet them on Monday night against Buffalo. That was fun. 3 hours of agony. That was great. And I'll do it again this Sunday night. Russell Wilson's going to start for the Steelers. George Pickens said so, literally in practice. Was not supposed to do that. So we know that Russell Wilson's going to start. The Jets are better than the Steelers. Russell Wilson is brutal. Davante Adams playing for the Jets. I'll lay the 1.5 for the Jets. And honestly, like, may God have mercy on my soul on Sunday night. Let's play over with the Vikings and the Lions on Sunday in Minnesota. So Aiden Hutchinson out for the season for Detroit. Monumental loss, obviously. Was going to maybe be the defensive player of the year. We know Minnesota's going to score. I love Justin Jefferson to hit 100 receiving yards in the game. But on the flip side, we have all been this season, and rightfully so, praising Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores, the blitz-happy scheme. They have been great. They're 5-0, right? But we have seen the last couple times that Jared Goff and Ben Johnson, the quarterback offensive coordinator combo for the Detroit Lions, we have seen them have massive success against the Brian Flores blitz to the tune of 77 dropbacks in the last two games. 57 of those 77, Flores has sent the blitz. Goff, 84% adjusted completion percentage against the blitz. Over 500 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Lions are going to score in this game. Vikings can score too. Over 50.5, and Jamison Williams over 46.5 receiving yards. And last one, let's go to Seattle and Atlanta. Game is going to be played in Atlanta, right? Seahawks are +3 in the game. The total is 51. Seattle's defense is going to be healthier going into this game. I think this is a huge game passing for Geno Smith. At the full number of 3, my third and final best bet for you guys, Seahawks +3 on the road in Atlanta.
You have been particular. By the way, you're betting the Jets every week. My strategy every week on our picks has been to fade the Jets, is to bet against the Jets. So.
I love this. First, like, Ike's Billy Walters, and now you're Roxy Rocks. Where's my text to help me out, to save me from losing money if you never lose?
Well, I can't. I haven't
heard
of Roxy Rocks.
Don't trust my bets.
Yeah, or mine, honestly. So your props have been pretty dead on for us this year. Give us your best prop bet for the weekend.
Okay, I can give you like a bunch if you want right now. I can run through them really quick because I'm doing this on the show today.
Sure.
So I'll give you a couple. Okay. In Falcons Seahawks, Seattle, think about last Thursday night against the San Francisco 49ers. They get shredded by opposing tight ends. We saw Theo Johnson, the Giants rookie tight end, have success a couple weeks ago. Kyle Pitts, I think he stinks, but over 39.5 receiving yards in the game for the Falcons against the Seattle Seahawks. I gave you Jamison Williams, over 46.5 receiving yards. He's the blitz beater for the Lions, and we know the Vikings are going to blitz a ton against Detroit, so J-Mo over 46.5 receiving yards. How about in the Giants-Eagles game? Malik Nabers, 72.5 receiving
over.
Yards. I mean, way over. He's got 72 targets in the game. He is the offense.
Yeah.
Nabers over 72.5 receiving yards. And then this is my opinion here. I think the Chiefs, coming off the bye, didn't make a move for a wide receiver. Watch as the Jets traded for Davante Adams and the Bills traded for Amari Cooper. The Chiefs are a smart organization that's earned the benefit of the doubt. That means they didn't make a move, that they trust the guys they have now. They drafted Xavier Worthy in the first round to make an impact this season, had a bye week to get him further ingratiated into the offense. Xavier Worthy over 39.5 receiving yards. Chiefs at the Niners on Sunday, Super Bowl 54 and 58 rematch.
All right, Kostos. Well, good luck to your Yankees. Not really. Well, I don't mind if the Yankees win.
That's my man right there.
Yeah,
I hope Saquon Barkley plays well on Sunday. I like Saquon.
Do you think he's going to get? What do you think the crowd reaction is going to be?
Well, I think all fans probably, but New York. I'll say this: I'm a Giants fan. I think Giants fans are really stupid. like by and large. Saquon was the worst draft pick of all. It's not even his fault. You can't draft a running back second overall. So had the unfair expectations, like, save the franchise as a running back. Meanwhile, like, Devin Singletary got hurt in the fifth round. Rookie's better than he is. Like, the position doesn't matter, which is why I thought the Eagles, like, overpaid for him, honestly. But whatever, he's still really good. It's not even his fault, all of these things. Also, if you left your job, you, the person listening right now, and someone else offered you more money, like, you'd probably want to go sign with that team. I have no beef with Saquon Barkley. I applaud his decision to do what's best for him and his family, but I think Giants fans are pretty dumb, and Giants fans will boo him, when in truth, we should be throwing tomatoes at former general manager Dave Gettleman for making that pick.
So basically, Sean Marash, right? This is about Sean Marash?
Well, Marash is my goal. What has Marash said?
Well, Marash turned. So Sean Marash is an ad, just so for anybody listening, Sean Marash is one of the hosts of the afternoon show at WFAN. He's a big Giants fan. He went from the Giants must re-sign Saquon to the minute the Eagles signed him, he was like, he always drops passes, he misses blocks, he's overrated, the Eagles fans are going to find out. So he turned on Saquon pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's like, he's doing performance art, and he's incredible at it.
Yes.
I think he's I mean that in a compliment. I think he's the best. And Spike, you know that I think he's the best. But yeah, like, he's a huge fan. He's leaning into the bit, and God bless him for it. I have nothing against Saquon Barkley. If he plays well, God bless him. I'd like to see the Giants win the game, both for me as a fan, and so I can cash my bet.
All right, Kostos, we'll have a good show today. Remember, you can get Nick's show, You Better Your Bet, wherever you get your podcast. Good luck, man.
Oh, and starting up soon, we get to talk about my Knicks and your Sixers. Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck, including Paul George.
Get out of here. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I'm actually, I don't want to give away my picks, but I'm going against Kostos on a couple of those, actually. A couple of those picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his Uh-oh. Props, though. I do like the Neighbors prop. There is no way Malik Neighbors gets held under 72.
Again.
What?
Just want someone to lean in. Ike and I are oddsmen. I don't need to hear about over-unders.
Yeah.
Minus 110. If it's not plus 300 or more, frankly, no interest.
He's right.
That's why he's an expert and you guys aren't experts.
Yeah, but we have more fun.
All right. Well, that's definitely the case. Well, Kostos sounds like he's having fun, but he always sounds agitated too, so I can't quite tell.
Yeah, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Yes, so he sure does. Well, he's always like that, by the way. He's like that off-air too, the exact same guy.
I actually think he said he doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, he's just like
which
that.
Which is shocking.
Oh, that coffee on him would be dangerous then if he doesn't drink
more
coffee.
More dangerous, him or seltzer?
Oh, seltzer. Seltzer on any substance that changes him. So alcohol or caffeine, seltzer is a no in my book. I love seltzer. Keep him off caffeine. Keep him off alcohol. All right. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. Elliot has been you've been a big Knicks supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Ike, Elliot is probably the biggest Nick Sirianni supporter that at this point that I know.
Yeah.
So I want to find out from Elliot whether he thinks the team will fight for him on Sunday. You know, whether they have it inside of them or, you know, and it's not the way I meant it. And there's some reports, well, we've seen the video, that Jalen was under center. I want to see what Elliot saw at practice. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hackers suck. Hackers suck. Hackers suck. Everyone knows hackers suck, and that's where Telesystem comes in. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Telesystem is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
Ah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Look, if we're not going to play Boom, this one's good. Makes sense. Yeah. In just a moment, we will play for you the audio of Nick Sirianni saying why they designed the offense the way they do. It's a gut check game on Sunday for the Eagles. Do you trust them? 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Please tell me you weren't playing my emotions yesterday. You're going to do the analytics summit. That would be gold.
You mean Howard in L.A. and Lombardi all in one place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please make it happen.
So Jack and I were talking earlier about a potential eye test versus analytics summit, and I think that it's definitely not a football season show, but I think eventually that is a show that we have to do. Absolutely.
That's got to happen. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the world will melt down somewhere. So somewhere Sam Hinkie will just spontaneously combust if L.A., Lombardi, and Howard are all in the same room together.
Pocket protectors will melt.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you trust the Eagles on Sunday or no?
If I don't see a spiteful offense like Detroit did to Dallas, Saquon running, Saquon catching, Saquon passing, like I want to see a good game plan that makes sense, and then I'll trust them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very difficult to know how good their game plans have been because of that early. And Jordan Mailata pointed this out earlier in the week. He was right. They've missed so many plays early in games. The AJ and Jalen miscommunication last week. The week before, I think it was where Jalen missed the Saquon wide open sort of play. Like there have been so many plays. The Cam Jurgens snapping the ball over Jalen's head. I think it's very difficult to get the game plan to work if you can't execute early. And then all of a sudden you're down by a score or two and you're behind the eight ball and your game plan has to go right out the window.
Yeah. And the defense is getting killed because they're out there the whole time.
Well, that shouldn't be the case Sunday.
I hope not.
I mean, they only scored 7 points against the Bengals defense, whose Bengals defense is
but
atrocious.
It was without neighbors.
I know, but come on.
It's a big difference. Wait a minute.
Though, the Bengals' defense is terrible.
Yeah, I'm just saying we didn't have AJ for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and we acted like there was no possible way we could score points. And we also have Devontae Smith, and we also have Saquon Barkley. We also have an offensive line that's pretty dominant. And but the Giants are missing their best offensive lineman for the rest of the year too. So that should be big. So if you had to lay your trust on the line, you're saying I trust them on Sunday or I don't. Where would you put it?
Yeah, not so much because I don't think everybody's up. We've got the best offensive line and we don't run the ball. Like, it just baffles me, their approach.
But they do run the ball. Saquon ran the ball 18 times last week. You know, I don't know.
They didn't run the ball after they got 5 yards.
Yes.
On that first down.
On that first down, yeah. Gary, give us a famous couple.
About Jack and Jill, they went up the hill.
Oh,
yeah. That's
a big answer.
Couple, and you got that. You got fraud Jack and Jill in the producer's
John
studio.
And Jill.
Yeah, John and Jill doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Question: do you think the Eagles are going to win this weekend? Yes or no, Ike? Where do you think the vote is at?
Yes. But not heavy. I'll say 58%.
69%.
Oh,
that is more than I expected, to be quite honest.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Well, but still low. I mean, usually when we put it out, it's like 85.
80. Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time it's been 85?
Majority of the season.
That the Eagles are going to win?
I think the Browns
won. Don't know if we did it last week, but you know.
I don't know. I don't think it was 85 last week. It damn sure wasn't 85 in Tampa or in New Orleans.
It was definitely it for Atlanta. Atlanta, yes. Green Bay, no. And Cleveland, probably yes. Yeah. Atlanta, everybody was very confident against Atlanta.
Well, coming off the Packers.
Coming off the Packers win. Yeah. So, this Nick Sirianni sound, is this from today or yesterday, Jack? From today. So, somebody asked Nick Sirianni, is the question in here?
Oh, come on, man. It's E.
Oh, it's Elliot.
Yeah.
Let it roll. Well, I mean, you know, there it is. I mean, somebody asked him, you know, Elliot asked him, it doesn't look like the Kellen Moore offense. Why is that? And and Coach Sirianni said, we are designing the offense around the personnel we have. And I think it is fair to say that, that you know, it, you're talking about across the middle of the field. A.J. Brown is good running across the middle of the field. He certainly is.
Yeah, I think everybody knows.
Yeah, he's talking about Jalen.
But here's the thing I would say to that. Now that whether they intentionally did it there or not, sort of let it be known that's what the offense is. This is more about Jalen. Right? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we've been talking about you put Jalen in a situation that he's best suited in and what fits him best. He clearly has input on what they run because, like every quarterback, when they go to install stuff in the game plan, they're asking him, okay, give me the X amount of plays that you like the best, that you like the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to make sure we put these in the game plan because these are plays you like, you feel comfortable with, you know where to go, you know the checks off of them and everything else. So if the offense looks the same as it has been for the last 3 years, it wasn't Brian Johnson's fault. It wasn't Nick interfering with the offense last year. The offense looked the same because this is what he's used to running. This is what he feels comfortable with running. He's throwing the ball where he is comfortable throwing the ball, which is outside and down the field.
College quarterback running a college offense.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Like that's what it is. Now, to me, the next thing becomes, can you win this way? And I say they've shown us that they've won this way. Can you win the Super Bowl? That's yet to be determined. But you got enough talent offensively that you can make any X's and O's go, getting the ball to the playmakers.
If they can make the simple adjustment of, I know I keep saying it over and over again, if Jalen can be under center more and they can be more of an honest running team and not a RPO type, a shotgun running team, I think they can certainly resemble more the team that got to the Super Bowl. They're doing it, they'll do it in a different way, that sort of dominant running offense. I don't think they can do it the way that they did it before, but I do think, you know, that more than any other game, they had two tight ends. It's not like Grant Calcaterra is a fantastic blocker or anything, but they did have Goddard and Calcaterra out there at the same time last week, which is something that you're going to do if you're going to be a more of a running team. You're going to play two tight ends. And if they can, you know, we saw a video of Jalen being under center more in practice. If they can do a little more of that, I think they can certainly be a better offensive team than they've been. Good enough. Maybe not what we envisioned, but good enough.
Ultimately, they can give you some different things from a formation standpoint and running the offense. Ultimately, the thing that has plagued this offense and the thing that has plagued him is that he holds on to the ball too long and the turnovers. Right? Like that. So he can still hold on to the ball too long from under center and all the other things. So ultimately, he's going to have to clean that stuff up. And then he may be, because I don't know if you can just change a guy in the middle of the season to he's going to be running the Detroit Lions offense because that's what Jared Goff is used to running.
Oh,
yeah. He hasn't done that in 3 years.
Yes, for sure. Well, and I also, whatever.
They might can tweak some things.
Yes.
They can tweak some things. Yeah. You certainly can.
Whether he can all of a sudden be better at the things that he hasn't been good at, that's also an enormous question. And it's not one, by the way, it's not an answer that any of us have as to what he is actually truly capable of and what his ceiling is. We know how he's playing right now. We know how he played the last 2 years. But we don't know how good he can be.
But here's the thing. I need him to operate the offense. I've seen plenty of mediocre quarterbacks because they got a ton of talent. Sam Darnold is the same quarterback with a ton of talent around him that he's running the offense. Now, we'll see how he gets as you go further and further through the season. I'm just saying, ultimately, Jalen has to play clean football. He is who he is. His arm isn't going to get any stronger. He isn't going to get any faster. But he can clean up the mistakes that he makes playing the quarterback position.
That'll
process
certainly put
the information
in a better position.
Faster.
Yes.
Get the ball out your hands quicker. Get the ball to your playmakers. You got prime playmakers. Get the ball to them. The longer you hold the ball, the more it's on you to be special. Get the ball out of your hands and let those special athletes do what they do.
Absolutely. You well
got,
said.
Yeah, yeah. $30 million wide receiver, a $20 million wide receiver, and a $20 million running back.
And by the way, the highest paid offensive line in football.
Yeah, like I don't need him to be Superman.
We got to send Ike in there.
Yeah, I don't need him to be Superman.
So, you know, Ike is good at good at a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
One thing, he's good at speaking passionately and succinctly and accurately about the Philadelphia Eagles. The other thing he's really good at is betting.
Ah.
And that is why we bring on Nick Kostos, just so he can learn from you, Ike. Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, also host of You Better You Bet. You should know all of our insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can listen to You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Kostos, how are we feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, if I knew that Ike was this good at sport, hey, Ike, where were you last week when I was saying how much I like the Mets to beat the Dodgers?
Yeah.
But it would have been nice if you could have intervened in that one, buddy. Save me a bunch of money. Otherwise, great to be on with you here.
Yeah, and you didn't have any faith in the Yankees. The Yankees were looking great, and then I just want to get your temperature check after blowing the game last night. I think.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I'm super happy.
Yeah, well, you as a Yankees fan, I have to imagine, because I lived around Yankees fans for a while, and as soon as Clay Holmes came in last night, my intuition was, oh, Clay Holmes is going to blow the game. I wonder if you felt the same way.
What kind of question is that? I mean, you don't have to be a Yankee fan to know that. Have you watched baseball this season? Yeah, of course Clay Holmes was going to blow it. So Holmes blowing it, not a surprise. I was surprised that Luke Weaver blew it. And I'm not saying this because the Yankees beat the Phillies, although it was great that that happened. Since the 2009 World Series, the Yankees, and no one wants to hear this, I get it, because I've seen my team win five World Series in my lifetime. We have been getting kicked in the junk for 15 years. So the expectation, I'm not asking, I understand. I get it. No, I would feel the same way. I totally get it. No one wants to hear a Yankee fan complain. I understand. Also,
we're in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, but we don't win, and we lose in excruciating fashion, like last night. And like, I'm not confident this is going to go well tonight against that scrub Gavin Williams. Probably going to throw the 7 shutout innings.
Because you got an Eagles fan coach. He's ruining you from the inside.
I'm not feeling confident heading into this game tonight. I will hope for the best with my New York Yankees. I will expect the worst.
All right. So you are a Giants fan as well, which is why I think your position on this game is especially interesting. Eagles are. I've seen it as 3-point favorites. It looked like it was back at 3.5 earlier today. What do you like in the Eagles game?
Well, I bet the Giants a couple days ago, +3.5. The number's 3 right now. I have a feeling this is where we're going to hang out. Giants got good injury news today. Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, maybe the best defensive player in the league, seriously, both practiced today. Neither had practiced Wednesday or Thursday. So yes, like Andrew Thomas is not going to play. That sucks for the Giants. Also, Jordan, my doctor said Mailata will not be playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a loss for them. Malik Nabers will be back for Big Blue. When I handicap this game, guys, I don't even want to make it past the coaches, where I've been calling Nick Sirianni all week the NFL's version of Britney Spears, shaving his head basically during the bye week like a crazy person, showing up with his kids in the post-game press conference like, bring your child to work day. Is this guy, like, stable? Like, I worry about Sirianni when moving forward this season with the Eagles, and I'm not a huge Brian Daboll fan, especially now that he's on Ozempic. I liked him a little bit more when he was a little more relatable. When he was fatter, I liked him more. But there's no question, right? And maybe the Eagles win the game by 20. My team has the better head coach in the game. I don't even know what the argument is against that here. And I'm getting 3 or 3.5 at home. Give me Big Blue. Give me the Giants, baby, against the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. We want also your 3. Now, we care about the people that listen to this show. We want to make them money. We need your 3 best bets of the week.
Okay, 3 best bets of the week. Let's go with current numbers right now. This is like the sports equivalent of Brokeback Mountain for me. I can't quit the New York Jets.
Okay.
I just can't do it.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
It's a family rated joke. Okay. Yeah. It's a famous line.
Yeah.
I can't quit you. I can't quit the Jets. I bet them on Monday night against Buffalo. That was fun. 3 hours of agony. That was great. And I'll do it again this Sunday night. Russell Wilson's going to start for the Steelers. George Pickens said so, literally in practice. Was not supposed to do that. So we know that Russell Wilson's going to start. The Jets are better than the Steelers. Russell Wilson is brutal. Devontae Adams playing for the Jets. I'll lay the 1.5 for the Jets. And honestly, like, may God have mercy on my soul on Sunday night. Let's play over with the Vikings and the Lions on Sunday in Minnesota. So Aiden Hutchinson out for the season for Detroit. Monumental loss, obviously. Was going to maybe be the defensive player of the year. We know Minnesota's going to score. I love Justin Jefferson to hit 100 receiving yards in the game. But on the flip side, we have all been this season, and rightfully so, praising Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores, the blitz-happy scheme. They have been great. They're 5-0, right? But we have seen the last couple times that Jared Goff and Ben Johnson, the quarterback offensive coordinator combo for the Detroit Lions, we have seen them have massive success against the Brian Flores blitz to the tune of 77 dropbacks in the last two games. 57 of those 77, Flores has sent the blitz. Goff, 84% adjusted completion percentage against the blitz. Over 500 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Lions are going to score in this game. Vikings can score too. Over 50.5 and Jamison Williams over 46.5 receiving yards. And last one, let's go to Seattle and Atlanta. Game is going to be played in Atlanta, right? Seahawks are +3 in the game. The total is 51. Seattle's defense is going to be healthier going into this game. I think this is a huge game passing for Geno Smith. At the full number of 3, my third and final best bet for you guys, Seahawks +3 on the road in Atlanta.
You have been particular. By the way, you're betting the Jets every week. My strategy every week on our picks has been to fade the Jets, is to bet against the Jets. So.
I love this. First, like Ike's Billy Walters, and now you're Roxy Rocks. Where's my text to help me out to save me from losing money if you never lose?
Well, I can't. I haven't heard of Roxy Rocks.
Really, yeah, well, I'm not really. Yeah, don't trust my bets.
Yeah, or mine, honestly. So your props have been pretty dead on for us this year. Give us your best prop bet for the weekend.
Okay, I can give you like a bunch if you want right now. I can run through them really quick because I'm doing this on the show today.
Sure.
So I'll give you a couple. Okay. In Falcons Seahawks, Seattle, think about last Thursday night against the San Francisco 49ers. They get shredded by opposing tight ends. We saw Theo Johnson, the Giants rookie tight end, have success a couple weeks ago. Kyle Pitts, I think he stinks, but over 39.5 receiving yards in the game for the Falcons against the Seattle Seahawks. I gave you Jamison Williams, over 46.5 receiving yards. He's the blitz beater for the Lions, and we know the Vikings are going to blitz a ton against Detroit, so J-Mo over 46.5 receiving yards. How about in the Giants-Eagles game? Malik Nabers, 72.5 receiving yards. I mean, way over. He's got 72 targets in the game. He is the offense. Yeah. Nabers over 72.5 receiving yards. And then this is my opinion here. I think the Chiefs coming off the bye didn't make a move for a wide receiver. Watch as the Jets traded for Davante Adams and the Bills traded for Amari Cooper. The Chiefs are a smart organization that's earned the benefit of the doubt. That means they didn't make a move that they trust the guys they have now. They drafted Xavier Worthy in the first round to make an impact this season, had a bye week to get him further ingratiated into the offense. Xavier Worthy over 39.5 receiving yards. Chiefs at the Niners on Sunday, Super Bowl 54 and 58 rematch.
All right, Costos. Well, good luck to your Yankees. Not really. Well, I don't mind if the Yankees win.
That's my man right there.
Yeah,
I hope Saquon Barkley plays well on Sunday. I like Saquon.
Do you think he's going to get? What do you think the crowd reaction is going to be?
Well, I think all fans probably, but New York. I'll say this: I'm a Giants fan. I think Giants fans are really stupid. by and large. Saquon was the worst draft pick of all. It's not even his fault. You can't draft a running back second overall. So had the unfair expectations, like, save the franchise as a running back. Meanwhile, like, Devin Singletary got hurt in the fifth round rookie's better than he is. Like, the position doesn't matter, which is why I thought the Eagles, like, overpaid for him, honestly. But whatever, he's still really good. It's not even his fault, all of these things. Also, if you left your job, you, the person listening right now, and someone else offered you more money, like, you'd probably want to go sign with that team. I have no beef with Saquon Barkley. I applaud his decision to do what's best for him and his family, but I think Giants fans are pretty dumb, and Giants fans will boo him, when in truth, we should be throwing tomatoes at former general manager Dave Gettleman for making that pick.
So basically Sean Marash, right? This is about Sean Marash?
Well, Marash is my... What has Marash said?
Well, Marash turned. So Sean Marash is an... Just so for anybody listening, Sean Marash is one of the hosts of the afternoon show at WFAN. He's a big Giants fan. He went from the Giants must re-sign Saquon to the minute the Eagles signed him, he was like, he always drops passes, he misses blocks, he's overrated, the Eagles fans are going to find out. So he turned on Saquon pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's like, he's doing performance art, and he's incredible at it. Yes. I think I mean that in a compliment. I think he's the best. And Spike, you know that I think he's the best. But yeah, like, he's a huge fan. He's leaning into the bit, and God bless him for it. I have nothing against Saquon Barkley. If he plays well, God bless him. I'd like to see the Giants win the game, both for me as a fan, and so I can cash my bet.
All right, Kostos, we'll have a good show today. Remember, you can get Nick's show, You Better Your Bet, wherever you get your podcast. Good luck, man.
Oh, and starting up soon, we get to talk about my Knicks and your Sixers. Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck, including Paul George.
Get out of here. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I'm actually, I don't want to give away my picks, but I'm going against Kostos on a couple of those, actually. A couple of those picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his props, though. I do like the Neighbors prop. There is no way Malik Neighbors gets held under 72.
Again.
What?
Just want someone to lean in. Ike and I are oddsmen. I don't need to hear about over-unders. Yeah. Minus 110. If it's not plus 300 or more, frankly, no interest.
He's right.
That's why he's an expert and you guys are an expert.
Yeah, but we have more fun.
All right, well, that's definitely the case. Well, Kostos sounds like he's having fun, but he always sounds agitated too, so I can't quite tell.
Yeah, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Yes, so he sure does. Well, he's always like that, by the way. He's like that off-air too, the exact same guy.
I actually think he said he doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, he's just like
which
that.
Which is shocking.
Oh, that coffee on him would be dangerous then if he doesn't drink
coffee. More dangerous, him or seltzer?
Oh, seltzer. Seltzer on any substance that changes him. So alcohol or caffeine, seltzer is a no in my book. I love seltzer. Keep him off caffeine. Keep him off alcohol. All right. Coming up next, Elliot Short Parks will join us. Elliot has been you've been a big Knicks supporter. Mm-hmm. Ike, Elliot is probably the biggest Nick Sirianni supporter that at this point that I know.
Yeah.
So I want to find out from Elliot whether he thinks the team will fight for him on Sunday. You know, whether they have it inside of them or, and it's not the way I meant it. And there's some reports, well, we've seen the video, that Jalen was under center. I want to see what Elliot saw at practice. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hackers suck. Hackers suck. Hackers suck. Everyone knows hackers suck, and that's where Telesystem comes in. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Telesystem is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.